Slay the Spire 2 is getting massively review bombed on Steam because people found out that Anita Sarkeesian, do you remember her? Yeah, I thought she was long gone. Yeah, she was involved. She was a consultant on this game, and so now a bunch of people are going out to Steam and review bombing the game. Now, I haven't played the second one. I played the first one. The first one was pretty good, and it's actually got a really good review. But, yeah, we've got the usual suspects. We've got Kotaku. Slay the Spire 2 is getting review bombed again, this time because of the chuds. And we've got this one's The Gamer. Slay the Spire 2 review bombed after Anita Sarkeesian spotted in credits. And everybody's just kind of losing their minds over this. So let's talk about the latest iteration of, is this Gamergate again? I mean, seriously, it's like how many Gamergates have we had? We had like one, two, three, where are we up to? Four now? I think a lot of people are just not going to buy this game, right? You can get the first one for 75% off now, I guess. That's a pretty good deal, $6. But yeah, if you want to pay $25 for the first game and you can see what Anita has come up with. Now, she is just a consultant, right? That doesn't mean that she had any real input into the game. It means sometimes they just ask people, did you like this game, yes or no? But sometimes being a consultant means, you know, is this game diverse and inclusive enough? Is it accessible enough? Is it very ungame-like? Does it make you feel cozy? So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. Go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's more, more.clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV. That's what we have out there. Yeah, if you go out for less than the cost of one super chat, we've got some paywalled content out there. We've got a community out there. We're trying to get this off the ground. This is going back to our website is kind of our life raft, I think, off of YouTube, because I think the bottom's going to fall out here pretty soon for a lot of people. So check it out, more, more.clownfishtv.com. And thank you to the Reefers for making this episode possible. And just at a casual glance, I'm going out to the Steam page. And beyond the fact that it's mostly negative now, recent reviews are mostly negative, and they were positive before. Popular user-defined tags for this product. LGBTQ+ is the first one, above roguelike, card game strategy, and deck building. So I'm assuming that is because of this whole Anita Sarkeesian thing. Now, we're going to go out to Kotaku, and I'm sure they're going to have a very slanted take on it. And look, I don't give a shit about Anita Sarkeesian. Most people don't give a shit about Anita Sarkeesian. But she's one of these personalities that's never going to, like, go away. Every year or so, she's going to pop up again, probably ask for money, you know, get involved in these different projects. This is kind of, I think, how we got to where we are with gaming. Is you had not her necessarily, but you had a lot of people like her get themselves into positions where they were consultants and consultancies, and they were telling these game developers, these are the kinds of games you want if you want to attract a certain modern audience. And a lot of people listened to Great Peril, and a lot of companies lost a lot of money. Not this game necessarily, because it's a, you know, pretty cheap game overall, but, you know, ask Warner Brothers how that went for them. Ask Sony how that went for them. Hundreds of millions of dollars. All right, this is coming from Kotaku. Slay the Spire 2 is getting review bombed again, this time because of chuds. Oh, they bring up Gamergate again. Of course they did. An influx of new players are using Steam reviews to relitigate Gamergate. For the third month in a row, Slay the Spire 2 is getting review bombed on Steam. But what I hear you ask is the reason for it this time. Is there a new balance patch? Did they buff Doormaker again or something? No, unfortunately, the reason for most of today's 2,525 and counting negative reviews is somehow much, much dumber. Online chuds are mad that media critic and feminist frequency founder Anita Sarkeesian is listed in Slay the Spire 2's credits as a consultant. So here we have to go through the whole history, because these gaming journos never forgot about Gamergate. They bring it up every other year. I think they really want it to come back. We talked about this before. I think they want Gamergate to come back because it was great for business. People went to these websites to hate read articles, and now they don't. That's my opinion. So back in 2012, Sarkisian raised about $160,000 on Kickstarter to fund a YouTube series called Tropes Versus Women in Video Games. It critiqued various aspects of gaming and its history through a feminist lens, pointing out uncomfortable truths that often went unchallenged in the male-dominated industry. The series, released in 2014, became one of the three inciting triggers for Gamergate. Is that actually what became one of the triggers? I thought there was a darker element involving somebody unaliving themselves. It has engendered, how dare we, unhinged levels of outrage and resentment in certain reactionary pockets of gaming ever since. The latest evidence of that is how, over a decade later, every Tier 3 Asmongold subscriber... every Tier 3 Asmongold subscriber heard the activation phase Anita Sarkeesian on X this week, after it was discovered months after release that she is listed as a consultant in Slay the Spire 2's credits. Apparently, these people shot up in their gaming chairs like the Winter Soldier and decided that the most important thing in their lives was now boycotting the deck-building roguelike. That a lot of people probably... I mean, I'm going to be honest. It's not like a huge game, right? I mean, the first one was fairly popular. I mean, we had 75,000 positive reviews. I thought it was pretty good. I played a little bit of it. I thought it was pretty good. But it's not everybody's cup of tea, right? But yeah, people were basically like, we're not gonna put up with any Anita anywhere. So did Asmongold put... Is that what happened? Asmongold put them on blast? Let me see. Pirate Nation. Slay the Spire 2 is facing backlash after players discovered Anita Sarkeesian is listed as a consultant. Gamers are leaving negative Steam reviews saying they regret buying the game and would not have purchased it if they knew. Well, I mean, okay, so here's the thing. Why is it okay if, like, the other side does this? Because we had a whole wave of faux outrage and boycotts if certain individuals who are more conservative-leaning were involved with games or tabletop games or comic books. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, people do have a right to not buy something if they don't want to. It is kind of weird that it took people this long. That just shows how many people are actually playing this game. It took people this long to figure out she was involved with it. But again, she was involved as a consultant. You know, I don't know. I just think it's funny that the gaming media is reacting the way they are. Aren't you tired? I mean, everybody involved, aren't you tired of Gamergate? We're going on 12 years, 14 years. Holy shit. I mean, seriously, that is a long time. And I think the Gamergate situation has self-resolved because most of these video game journalists, a lot of them are out of work. A lot of these activists are out of work. A lot of the games that a lot of these people worked on were huge failures. I think gamers have spoken. I think gamers have ultimately won. I do, but I think that, you know, again, we're going to have people that were there that for them, it's like yesterday, right? The reheated Gamergate leftovers on X first noticed Sarkeesian in the credits around May 5th. 2 days later, the Steam review rating for Slay the Spire 2 is down to 61%. Unlike the two previous waves of review bombs, which primarily stemmed from Steam accounts based in China, this new round of negative reviews is actually affecting the game's score in multiple regions, since the majority of complaints are written in English. And for all the grief I gave folks in China for review bombing the game, at least they'd actually been playing it. A bunch of the new negative reviews on Slay the Spire 2 from May 7th appear to be from people who only bought in the last 24 hours, seemingly just so they could leave a negative review before immediately refunding it. Yeah. This happens on the other side, though, too. There was the one guy did the... And I forget his name off the top of my head, and I'm really sorry about that. But he was, a Polish game dev, and he did a game where you could only have hetero couples, and people review bombed his game because of that, because you couldn't have gay couples. And he's like, well, you know, whatever. That's not an exaggeration. You can see it from the image above. How much impact did Sarkisian's consulting actually have on the game? Surely if everyone is so mad, it's at least over how her input allegedly changed the game, right? Nope, of course not. Nobody except Megacrit knows the answer to that, and even the anti-woke grifters have yet to point to anything in the deck builder they can pretend to take issue with. So this is actually more common than people think. Like, I know Jim Sterling, Stephanie Sterling, Sterling was a consultant on Vampire Survivors, and I find their political views right now just absolutely, like, just that's all they talk about. But the game is really good, you know. But I understand that people don't want to buy it, don't want to play it because, you know, people they don't like it are associated with it. It's, you know, it's just, it is what it is, right? So this is, this kind of goes along with the Sweet Baby Ink Detected situation where people wanted to know which game Sweet Baby Ink worked on. Now, I think Sweet Baby Ink, I think they probably had a lot more input into the games because there were a lot of common threads, a lot of commonality in the games, like certain themes and stuff like that. It's like, yes, feels very kind of boilerplate and you know what you're getting. But I think a lot of these people are no longer going to be consulting because they don't need the consultants like they did before. I think a lot of studio heads are looking at the situation and they're like, it's radioactive to bring some of these people in for starters, and it's just not cost effective. And this was when we had this whole wave of corporate, you know, DEI stuff, and they're all like, oh, look how much we care about people. Seriously, no, we have to do it because there's a mandate to be more diverse and inclusive. We don't know how to be diverse and inclusive. Who markets themselves as being diverse and inclusive? Oh, let's call up Anita. We got a card from Anita. Anita said she'll come in and make our game more diverse and inclusive, so we can just, you know, check that thing off. And you know what I'm saying? So consultants are kind of like worthless, and I don't think we're going to see a lot of people being video game consultants unless they're actually game devs in the near future. I think it's over. This one's coming from the gamer. Slay the Spire 2 review bombed after Anita Sarkisian spotted in the credits. It said it's come under fire for something that doesn't have anything to do with the gameplay or an unpopular update. No, it's Anita Sarkisian. Well, again, see also all the comic books that people threaten to boycott, all the tabletop games and video games that people threaten to boycott because the wrong people, you know, the wrong thinkers were involved in those games, even if it was in a very minimal capacity. I remember when Oppenheimer came out, it turned out that James Woods actually had the film rights to Oppenheimer, and he wasn't allowed to put his name on the credits or go to the premiere or whatever because he, you know, his politics in Hollywood are radioactive because he's like ultra conservative. So, you know, this is the world we live in now, and it's really fucking stupid. Just all the way around. It is stupid that people like Anita basically made a career out of playing a victim in, you know, the gaming industry or whatever. But I it's just people are going to be mad. They're going to be mad about it, and there's not much you can do. Now, in Steam's case, I think they need to probably just, in the interest of fairness, not allow people to leave a review if they've refunded the game, or you can't like actually leave a review until you've decided to keep the game. That would be more fair because a lot of people are getting review bombed, and it is happening on the other side a lot too. I'm just saying, that's my personal opinion. Recent reviews are negative. As you can see on Steam, most of Slay the Spire 2's recent negative mentions Sarkisian by name. Well, let's go see. Let's look at some of these reviews. Damn. Total reviews. Recent reviews, 50,000. We got recommended here. Do we have any of these? Did they cover this up? Not recommended. This one is, the game is fun, but the latest update broke the Steam Deck support badly. Are they not going to show me the most helpful? The most helpful were all positive. Okay, these are from March. Most helpful today. Not recommended. No matter what, I can't support a game that supports people that decimated the hobby I love the most. Let me see here. Consulting your game with someone who doesn't play games and hates gamers is crazy. Hiring an activist, Anita Sarkisian, to work on your game, who is one of the main reasons ideology got pushed into video games. Anita Sarkeesian is listed as consultant. That single name is why this review is a 1 out of 10, why I'm telling everyone to skip it until they remove her involvement. This happened with the, well, ironically enough, the gamers complaining about it. The gamer is complaining about it, but I'm pretty sure it was the gamer that gave Hogwarts Legacy a 1 out of 10 because they didn't like J.K. Rowling. And then they bragged about it. Questionable activist hiring practices, Sarkeesian, and equity style balance changes. This card game is woke. Oh, I should make that. That'd be hilarious. And just make it like every damn trope out there. This card game is woke. The game itself is really fun and highly addictive. That said, the devs hired Anya Sarkeesian as consultant, and had I known, I never would have bought the game. See, this is what... Wow, this goes on. That POS grifter is a cancer on the industry that's destroyed many great franchises. She self-admitted to not playing games, and only uses it as a medium to show extremist feminist propaganda. So I think, the situation is going to be self-correcting. And we're seeing so many people get laid off in the video game industry right now that I think people like Anita are going to be shown the door. Basically, she's not going to get the phone call. She's not going to be invited to games to consult. And even if she is, they're going to hide her name or something. They won't put her name on the credits because once people find her name on the credits, they're not going to buy the game. So I don't know. That's my personal opinion. And you got to realize, too, that, you know, these games take a couple of years to work their way through the pipeline. So it's very possible she was brought in a couple of years ago to help on this. And, you know, they might make a different decision now, but they definitely are going to make a different decision, because if this many people are complaining about the game just because she's involved, I mean, she has got to be the most despised person in the video game industry right now, or one of the most despised. I put over 100 hours into it, and then I found out Anita Sarkeesian was involved. Oh my God. I was interested in it, but seeing Anita Sarkeesian credited as a consultant changes how I feel about it. Just learned she's involved. I wish I could get a refund. Don't give your money to Anita Sarkeesian. I never would have bought this game if I known Anita Sarkeesian was part of it. If you're someone who genuinely cares about video games as a hobby and you don't hate Anita Sarkeesian just by default, and we're going into the whole history of... Yeah, there it is, guys, man. I don't think Gamergate's ever truly going away. So what do you guys think? Leave a comment. I haven't purchased this game yet. I said I have the first one. I thought it was pretty fun, but I'm really surprised they brought her in. I gotta be honest. Gonna wrap it up. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.